Shalom, אנחנו נקרא משמעתי מאמר.
Hello, we're going to read from Shamati, article number 4. What is the reason for the heaviness that one feels upon annulling before the Creator in the work? You can find the study material on the site, and in the Arvut system, you should click on the study material button in the upper menu. You can ask questions both on the site. Selected questions related to the topic will be asked during the lesson. So, Shamati number 4. What is the reason for the heaviness one feels when annulling before the Creator in the work? We must know that the reason for the heaviness one feels when he wants to work in annulling his self before the Creator and not worry about his own benefit. A person comes to a state as though the entire world stands still, and he alone is now seemingly absent from this world, and leaves his family and friends for the sake of annulling before the Creator. There is but a simple reason for this, called lack of faith. It means that one does not see before whom he nullifies, meaning he does not feel the existence of the Creator. This causes him heaviness. But when he begins to feel the existence of the Creator, his soul immediately yearns to annul and connect with it, with the root, to be contained in it like a candle in a torch, without any mind or reason. However, this comes naturally, as a candle is cancelled before a torch. It therefore follows that the essence of one's work is only to come to feel the existence of the Creator, meaning to feel the existence of the Creator, that the whole earth is full of His glory. And this will be one's entire work. That is, all the energy one puts into the work will be only to achieve this and nothing else. One should not be misled into having to acquire anything. Rather, there is only one thing a person needs: faith in the Creator. He should not think of anything, meaning that the only reward that he wants for his work should be to be rewarded with faith in the Creator. We must know that there is no difference between a small illumination and a great illumination that a person obtains, since there are no changes in the light. Rather, all the changes are in the kelim, vessels, that receive the abundance. As it is written, I, the Lord, did not change. Hence, if one can magnify one's kelim, one's vessels, to that extent, he magnifies the illumination. Yet, the question is, with what can one magnify one's vessels? The answer is to the extent to which he praises and thanks the Creator for having brought him closer to him, so he should feel him a little, so he would feel him a little, and think of the importance of the matter, meaning that he was rewarded with having some connection with the Creator. To the extent of the importance that one pictures to oneself, so the illumination grows in him. One must know that he will never come to know the true measure of the importance of the connection between man and the Creator, because one cannot assess its true value. Instead, as much as one appreciates it, so he attains its merit and importance. There is a segula, a remedy or virtue in it, since by this he can be rewarded with this illumination, staying permanently with him.
Not sure what to say. Maybe we should read it again. And then we'll take some questions if you have them. Headline first.
So we're reading the article, "What is the reason for the heaviness one feels when annulling before the Creator in the work?" Shamati number 4. We must know the reason for the heaviness one feels when he wants to work in annulling his self before the Creator and not worry about his own benefit. A person comes to a state as though the entire world stands still, and he alone is now seemingly absent from this world, and leaves his family and friends for the sake of annulling before the Creator. There is but a simple reason for this, called lack of faith. It means that one does not see before whom he nullifies, meaning he does not feel the existence of the Creator. This causes him heaviness. But when he begins to feel the existence of the Creator, his soul immediately yearns to annul and connect with the root, to be contained in it like a candle in a torch, without any mind or reason. However, this comes naturally, as a candle is cancelled before a torch. It therefore follows that the essence of one's work is only to come to feel the existence of the Creator, meaning to feel the existence of the Creator, that the whole earth is full of His glory. And this will be one's entire work. That is, all the energy one puts into the work will be only to achieve this and nothing else. One should not be misled into having to acquire anything. Rather, there is only one thing a person needs: faith in the Creator. He should not think of anything, meaning that the only reward that he wants for his work should be to be rewarded with faith in the Creator. We must know that there is no difference between a small illumination or a great illumination that a person obtains, since there are no changes in the light. Rather, all the changes are in the kelim, the vessels, that receive the abundance. As it is written, "I, the Lord, did not change." Hence, if one can magnify one's vessels, to that extent he magnifies the illumination. Yet, the question is, with what can one magnify one's vessels? The answer is that to the extent to which he praises and thanks the Creator for having brought him closer to him, so he would feel him a little and think of the importance of the matter, meaning that he is rewarded with having some connection with the Creator. To the extent of the importance that one pictures for oneself, so the illumination grows in him. One must know that he will never come to know the true measure of the importance of the connection between man and the Creator, because one cannot assess its true value. Instead, as much as one appreciates it, so he attains its merit and importance. There is a segula, a power or a remedy, in this, since by this he can be rewarded with this illumination staying permanently within him.
Itafo.
Rav, qual è la differenza tra la rivelazione di una realtà governata dal Borè e l'illuminazione che riceviamo dal Borè?
What is the difference between revealing that reality is governed by the Creator and the illumination that we receive from the Creator?
In truth, we are only connected with the Creator, always. There is nothing else besides Him. There is nothing else that sustains us in reality. Even when we discover our reality here in this world and this life and family and the society, human society, in this galaxy, whatever it may be, it's also the appearance of the Creator before us, but only in a very weak and concealed manner. Because there's no one besides Him. And as much as we try to reach His quality, bestowal, if we enter the quality of bestowal, meaning Lishma, then to that extent, we begin to feel Him as the root for everything we feel. And that's how we grow. Where as much as we wish to resemble Him, which is the reason to come close to Him, meaning the condition for approaching Him, then to that extent, we discover that He is the root of everything. There's nothing else, nothing more besides Him. And this feeling is called faith. And then according to the size of our faith, of this feeling, when we feel the root of one unique and unified, the good who does good to everyone, this feeling brings us closer to Him more and more. Now, what we should not forget, that everyone always feels only the Creator, except in various degrees of concealment or revelation, and that depends on a person. As much as he develops his vessels to feel the source of reality. Okay, Ita.
Tov, as Holland one.
Holland.
Yeah, thank you, Rav. Perhaps you just answered it partly. I'm not sure. I'm still thinking about it, feeling about it. But what's not clear is that the article says that we should put all our energy into the work to achieve the existence of the Creator, to achieve this feeling. And one sentence later, we should not be misled to acquire anything. We should have only faith. So how do we combine these two things?
That's exactly the same. We don't need to attain anything but faith. Faith is called the feeling of the Creator. The feeling of the Creator in a person is called faith. It's the opposite of what what we call faith in this world, through religion and what people think. The force of faith is the force of Bina, is the force that if we receive it, we begin to feel in Bina our root. Because according to equivalence of form with the root, you begin to bestow even a little bit with this new quality of yours, you begin to feel the Creator according to your equivalence with Him. That is what we need. And the feeling of the Creator is attained through the quality, the force of faith. The force of bestowal we attain is called faith, and the force of Bina. Just don't get confused about these words. It speaks only of the feeling of the Creator. We feel Him now as well, but we can't see, we can't sense that it's Him, that everything we receive now is also getting depicted in us, the universe, the stars, the earth, us, still vegetative, animate speaking. He also portrays all that to us, but he conceals himself behind this picture because we don't have any equivalence of form with him. We don't enter into contact with him. Where the law is that we need to have the same qualities as him.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
For example, if I get out of bed before the lesson and I don't feel good, I feel bad, but I understand, I don't relate it to myself, I relate it to Shekhinah. Shekhinah is in the dust. But I don't feel the existence of the Creator. I don't feel His importance. And I understand that I have a lack of feeling importance and existence of the Creator. This lack gives me fuel to pray. So how does... I cannot understand if I have the panim, if I have the existence of the Creator, how can I pray?
That's a question. You have a problem then. If the Creator is revealed, you have a problem. How can you, in what way are you attracted to him? Because he's concealed and you're attracted to that which is, because he's revealed and you're attracted to that which is revealed according to your will to receive, then he disappears. So you have to construct here restriction, screen, reflected light, and yearn to come close to him in order to bestow. So this means that you're building a patsuf or a soul. Therefore, the Creator does not appear in the will to receive the way it is, but only when above the will to receive we perform a restriction, a screen, and above that we wish to bestow to the Creator as well. To the extent of that mutual bestowal we obtain, I to him and him to me, then I begin to feel him. Okay.
Of
course.
As יש לנו Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот тут пишет Барсалам, что...
Yes, dear Raf. Барсалам writes here that to the extent that we...
В этой же мере, в этом и состоит особо...
Increase the importance of our connection with the Creator. In this there is a Sgula power. What does that mean?
How do I translate Sgula into Russian?
There is no translation. It's written Sgula in Russian.
Anyone
who hears and knows, you should let us know how you translate Sgula into Russian. Sgula is... a special remedy, let's say. Something that helps me. That is what we call Sgula. Anything that helps can be called a Sgula. So what are you asking?
So he writes here that to the extent that we appreciate our connection with the Creator, to that extent of importance, we are rewarded with this Sgula.
Right.
And we are rewarded with this illumination remaining permanently in us.
This is importance, meaning as much as I wish to attain the Creator in order to bestow to Him, this is the condition, to bestow to Him. Then accordingly, perform various actions in order to attain bestowal to the Creator. I bestow in the group, to the friends, other actions, especially in the connection between us. And from the connection between us, I suddenly begin to feel that I can, to some extent, discover that behind all the people, because that's the highest degree in the still vegetative animate, speaking before me, behind all the people, not just people, behind my friends with whom we yearn together, I discover an upper force that is managing us. And that's how we come to the feeling of the Creator. And all the actions that we take in order to reveal the Creator, all the means for revealing Him, are called collectively Sgula.
Well,
we can talk a lot about Sgula. Sgula is from the word Segol. In Hebrew, it's this form of punctuation made of three dots.
Nekuda, nekuda, ve nekuda. Shlosht nekudot.
Dot, 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 three dots. Right, left, and middle.
Ze kor bina.
This is the force of bina.
Bina. וזה כוח חוכמה.
And this is חוכמה.
חוכמה. וזה דעת.
And this is דעת.
שלושת הנקודות האלה. הם נקראים.
These three dots, three points are called סגול. מבצעים את הפעולות האלה. And related to this world, סגולה. Because if we carry out these three dots, we reveal the vessel for the revelation of the Creator. There's a lot of chasadim from Bina, a lot of chokhmah from the side of chokhmah, and also the connection between them, the right combination of the two called dat.
Do you build this combination through the importance of the Creator?
No, later, yes. It's called Segol.
These
3 points, three dots. And from here we get the word Sgula.
Moscow 7.
Вот у меня, Раф, к этому же месту был вопрос. Последнее буквально предложение.
Раф, on the same point I have a question. In the last sentence, Бар Салам says,
он может удостоиться того, чтобы это свечение стало...
And there is a Sgula by which he can be rewarded with this illumination staying permanently with him. What does it mean permanently? Because we develop in spirituality a sense to sense.
Yes, but nevertheless, we step up the degrees each time more and more. And even when we fall into the achoraim, the posterior of a higher degree. Of course, each time we fall and we get up, we fall and we get up, but each time it's on higher and higher degrees. They wrote for me the word Sgula in Russian.
Особое свойство. Тхуна миюхедет.
Special quality.
И как будто бы оно не теряется. Вот раз далось, оно не теряется. Так из текста можно понять.
It's something that doesn't disappear?
In a sense, yes, but we have to attain it each time on a higher degree. And then accordingly, we need to work on it, yeah. According to the degree. Lisi.
Good morning, love. Good morning, friends. I'm interested in knowing on what doubting our faith depends. We always want to have faith, but we forget about it. How can we practice it so we don't forget about the faith?
Faith is the degree of connection between man and the Creator. It's not coming to a person like that, but he has to develop a vessel of bestowal, and this vessel will be called faith. And inside this vessel of faith, he will receive a special light called the light of faith. And in total, the vessel and the light of faith are called the degree of Bina. That's it. And all the time when a person goes and corrects himself more and more, then of course he corrects the quality of Bina, quality of faith, more and more that he possesses, that he acquires. And the degree of faith that he acquires in it, he has the feeling of the Creator.
French.
Bonjour Rav. Une fois récompensé par le salaire de la foi, qu'est-ce qui change dans mon travail? Et comment maintenir la stabilité de ce changement pour l'évolution spirituelle?
When we come to the reward of faith, what changes in the work? And how do we keep that state in the spiritual development?
It's only when each time we strengthen the connection between us in the 10, and then we see how much we can still reinforce that connection, and by that, we reinforce the force of faith, the force of mutual bestowal between us that grows, and from within that, we either turn to the Creator, or even when we don't turn to Him, the Creator already exists in the center of the connection between us. And that's how we advance towards Him. That's how we both construct the faith, attain the faith, and in it we attain the Creator.
Barur, Tov.
Clear?
Kabyu 3.
Kabyu 3.
Bonjour, Rav.
Bonjour.
Does the development of our vessel depend on the gratitude we have for the Creator, in addition to our faith? And what is the difference between gratitude and faith? Who are they the same? Toda, Rav.
In effect, everything depends on the force of faith. That's why we're here in this world. Faith, faith, I believe, I believe. You have to believe. People use that word as if they know what it is. Someone said something to them and they accept it without feeling. This is also what they call faith, blind faith, it's called. We are talking about the force of faith, where I don't see something, but I develop that force by myself, the force of bestowal, the force of faith, and to the degree of my bestowal to the Creator, as much as I resemble Him, to that extent I discover Him. Because there is none else besides Him. I have nothing else to discover, but only to develop from within my will to receive, above it, faith above reason. Faith is bestowal, and above my egoistic force called reason. So faith above reason, if I develop it to that extent, according to the equivalence between me and the Creator, I begin to discover Him. And here we have a question. Do I discover Him, or I discover the degree or the measure of my faith? In truth, I discover a divine part from above which appears in me, the force of bestowal which appears in me, and I call that the Creator. Boy, come and see. Before that, he did not exist, and now I acquired the force of bestowal, and it exists in me. That's why the Creator is called this way, come and see. And that's the only thing we're talking about in the wisdom of Kabbalah, how to attain the equivalence of form with the Creator, how to measure it, how to develop it, until we come to 100% with all our strength to bestow to Him, and accordingly He to us.
Does the gratitude has the importance and the development of the our vessel?
Yes. And this, the importance of recognizing the Creator in the form of bestowal, does not depend on a person. A person cannot hold on to it because he's entirely made to receive. Rather, it depends entirely on the environment. And then if a person is connected properly to the environment, he does not forget. He is directed by the environment towards attaining the faith. And that's why this is the main thing about our groups, our tens, that we would aim every 10 and each one in the 10 in the direction of faith, of bestowal, and from bestowing to friends, to bestowal to the Creator. But these are simple things, except we're so thick, we sealed off, we can't hear, we can't see, we're confused because of our ego. It doesn't let us hear such simple things that are so close to us.
Africa.
Rav, what are the vessels in which we feel? We talk of equivalence of form and accordingly we feel, but this feeling we understand in corporeal terms, yet it's supposed to be a spiritual concept that extends beyond death. So what are these vessels in which we should feel?
We feel only the will to receive and all the phenomena within the will to receive. We need to have these sgulot, plural of sgula, remedies. It's a very important means by which we attain the force of bestowal. And through such actions that we perform in the connection between us, in the group, we'll be able to attain the force of bestowal. That's when the Creator, according to our efforts, begins to be revealed in us, according to equivalence of form. How much are we attracted, drawn to bestowal? Accordingly, the Creator will come closer to us, will shine to us from afar, gradually until He begins to clothe in us and shine from that.
So it's something that it's okay for us to feel it within or understand it according to the corporeal meaning of it, because I understand what it means to feel within this body, but what does it mean to feel within the spiritual body?
Yeah, for the time being we have no other choice. We can imagine it only according to our senses, yes?
So is it necessary for us to do this imagination? Or are we flowing somehow the work when we do this?
No, for the time being, we nevertheless imagine all those things in our vessels, in our will to receive, but gradually the upper light influences us as surrounding light and prepares us to an internal feeling.
Is it okay for me then to try and extend my thoughts, my feelings towards the friends, so that I want to rather start feeling and perceiving what they experience?
Ken.
Yes. Just as the Rabash writes and Baal Sulam writes about the friends, this is the only sgula, the only remedy, meaning the only means at our disposal to bring the Creator closer to us.
Mark 6.
Кертов, Рав, Бокертов, Хаварим.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. We learned that annulling before the 10, you have to annul before the 10 in order to come to annulment before the Creator. And it feels like this is what causes fear to disappear from this world. But the Creator is in everything around us. Why aren't we learning to annul before the environment? Because then there would be no reason for fear.
I don't want to annul before people who don't have a spiritual goal. What's the question?
The question stems from the fact that the Creator is in all of reality.
So what? But if I annul before the whole world, then I need to take from them their goal. And what will I get out of it? The whole world is manipulated in a concealed way. So I don't annul towards him, the Creator, but towards that external form the world is in, this incorrect form. It won't help me reach the Creator, the revelation of the Creator, adhesion with the Creator.
But we learn that the whole world is the theater that the Creator presents to us in order to direct us.
So get into this theater and leave us alone. If you don't understand the principle, how do we come out of the theater and enter the world of truth? Which is only when I have a group and I see in it the only means for revealing the Creator.
Holland.
Okay.
Makara.
Holland, what's up?
Good morning, dear Rav. It looks like in this article that the power of gratitude is really huge, that you can expand your kelim with it, and that you can also, let's say, get to more feeling and depth of the feeling of the Creator. How does that work? Is that the power of gratitude?
I don't understand you. Repeat it, please.
It says, the question here is, with what can one magnify one's kelim? The answer to that is to the extent that one praises, that's gratitude, and thanks to the Creator for having brought him closer to him. And later also he says, that's it. It's the part of gratitude that expands the kli, it says, and
through the importance, he expands the vessel, and by that he increases the illumination. The Creator shines on him through the importance. And how do we do it? Only inside the group, because by yourself you always remain an egoist.
בסדר. קרניאל.
תודה רב. בהמשך לשאלה של כוח, מה זה נקרא לתת שבח והודעה לבורא? מה זה הפעולה הזאת?
עד כמה שאני מעריך.
What does it mean to pray to praise the Creator?
As much as I appreciate him,
exalt him in my eyes, to that extent I increase my vessels of bestowal, and in this way I bring myself closer to him.
Rechovot.
Rechovot.
And what type of heaviness the article discusses? Is there a certain type he aims for?
Heaviness is by feeling how difficult it is for me to think of faith, speak of bestowal, to be in it. It is to annul myself before the Creator, before the quality of bestowal. It is something very difficult. This is called heaviness. So how do we overcome the heaviness? by appreciating the power of bestowal, nevertheless, that it's always high in our eyes above our nature. And we understand that jumping in order to obtain the power of bestowal, I can never do it alone, only through the group. And with the group, it seems to be more difficult for me to jump and reach the power of bestowal. And then I begin to realize that, no, I don't need to jump. I need to go into the group. And there, in the connection between us, I achieve this force. And there is where the Creator is. Tel Aviv 1.
Can I ask more? Why specifically in the holidays we have this heaviness?
Because many strange people, foreign people, engage in matters of the holiday. This is why during the holidays there is more heaviness, more idleness, and so on. Tel Aviv 1.
Morning, Rav, friends. It says here that there's no difference between a small illumination and a great illumination. So I understand from it that small and big are corporeal concepts.
No, great and small are not great illumination and small illumination. Great and small relate to the desire. Great illumination or small illumination talk about the upper light. So there is no great illumination or small illumination. It is all according to the vessel that receives the light. So if you are saying small light or great light, it's not as it is in this world. We have a big flashlight or a small flashlight. In spirituality, it all depends on the will to receive, on how adapted it is to the intention to bestow, and accordingly it reveals the light as great or small. But it's all within the vessel, not outside of it.
And the vessel can be to such an extent that it will receive everything?
At the end of correction, all the vessels will connect and come to a state where they reveal everything. Yes?
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
Thank you. It says that the essence, the whole work one should do to achieve the revelation, sensation of the Creator. How do we combine that we study, we don't need, we should not to go and go after revelation of the Creator. We should not go and receive anything. Thank you.
We need to aspire only to bestow contentment upon Him. If the Creator wants to be revealed, then we will reveal Him in order to bring contentment to Him. And therefore His revelation will not be an egoistic action on our part. Siberia.
In the first paragraph, he writes, as if the whole world remains as it is and only he disappears from the world and so on and so forth. So it's not clear how it's related to the state of heaviness.
Because it all depends on the importance. What is more important? The revelation of the Creator as opposed to other worldly things? Or do you see in this world all kinds of things that are more important or less important? We build the importance. A person builds the importance for this, for that, and accordingly he advances. So the important thing for us is to come to a state that the Creator is the most important, and His greatness is above everything. And then it won't be difficult for us to go and reveal Him.
PT 31.
They can't. Okay. So, friends, we're moving to the next part of the lesson. Moshe.
Let's go to the next part of the lesson. Maybe sing a song.
Who knows what? I know one. Who knows what? I know one. One is the earth we all live on.
One is the earth that we all live on.
Who knows what? I know one. One is a pulse like the beat of a drum.
One is a pulse like the beat of a drum.
Who knows what? I know one. One is the game that we've already won.
One is the game that we've already won.
There's a special place in my heart that'll never let us be apart. There's a flame that burns for us. A flame of eternal love. That shines from above.
Guided by a force that shines from above.
Who knows what? I know one. One is the love that connects everyone.
One is the love that connects everyone.
Who knows what? I know one. One voice, one cry, one light, one song.
One voice, one cry, one light, one song.
There's a special place in my heart that'll never let us be apart. For us, a flame of eternity.